The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to find out, what do city slickers need? What do city slickers need? Plus, some eyes are open, some not so much. And also, Andrew Seidel, if all goes well, is going to join us for a discussion about the separation of religion and government.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. Any topic, of course, is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. I think you know that by now. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Before we get into our sponsorship, I will tell you what happened yesterday. Everybody in this station got raptured. Oh, wait, no, that's not what happened. Okay. made you think. So basically there was some power outage, and so I drove down. Now, you guys know I drive a long time. It's like 40 minutes to 45 minutes on the way down, and then it's always an hour on the way back. It gives me a lot of worship time and prayer time, although I do my prayer time early in the morning. So I guess as I was driving down, they called me, and some power grid thingy went out, and the station wasn't even on. So here's the thing. I went down to the station and hung out with everybody for a little while, and then they said, well, it's not going to be fixed till 3. And so I had an interview lined up with Patriot Mobile. Everything's all set to go. And then they said, well, it's not going to be back on the 3. So then we just decided, well, if anything does happen, we'll just do a replay of the James Robeson, and I'll head back out. And then, of course, 20 minutes later, 2:20-something, everything came back on. Of course that happened. So you know what I did? I punished myself by doing what? What do you think I did?
Nothing?
No, I cut the yard.
Oh!
I cut the yard. And I have found out, because I went to the doctor on Monday, and I have found out that cutting the yard has become for me the semi-bane of my existence. Just so you can know. I know everybody here in Texas is like, what's the big deal, Dave? I'm 57, and I haven't cut yards in 40 years.
You have a very large yard.
And I have a very large yard.
Yes.
I mean, I was dead an hour, and I got it done in an hour. The front. The back is 3 times bigger.
You thought when you moved here, oh, look at the land.
Yeah.
Look at the land.
I'm starting to think this whole thing for my dog's sake was like the dumbest idea ever. Because it's not like the dog goes out there and looks at the property and goes, yeah. I like that section over there, a few less weeds over there. That's really where I prefer to sniff through the fence to see if there's other dogs. But could you add another half acre for me? It's like, my dog don't care. He grew up in apartments. So he's like going, yeah, I'm not going out there. That didn't go as well as I had hoped. Let's put it that way. So anyway, we're back. We're live. And today, hopefully, if everything goes well, we're going to have Andrew Seidel. If I'm saying his name wrong, I apologize now. I think it's Seidel from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And I am not putting him on the show to support them or to blast them. So if you're thinking either one of those things are going, if you're taking one, if you turn not to the left or right on this one, I'm telling you right now, the idea is to find out what's going on. Why? I want to know why. I don't want to. He's not going to get more people listening to him in that same contest. I'm not going to get more or less people listening to me. A couple people might get mad. But I want to know what's going on. Why are they so against crossroads? What is it that leads them to that? So I'm going to have some questions, and I want to ask him. He's going to be on the show. But before we get to that, let's first talk about some of our sponsors and one of our faves, our very own Pamela Melchiona.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Melchiona. See, I'm just changing the song, folks. That's all I'm doing. Let's see. 817-505-5541. Here's something I want to tell you about Pamela that is thinking, because I'm writing another commercial for her. For those that don't know, I write all the commercials, okay? And you might be thinking, well, you must have plenty of time on your hand because they're not very good. Well, listen, it takes more time to write a bad commercial than it does to write a good commercial. That is a fact of radio. But the bottom line is, this transaction that you're entrusting somebody with is one of the largest transactions of your life, unless you have multiple houses or if you've got $400,000 or $500,000 in the bank, which some people do, and this, then maybe it's not. But for most people, a transaction on the house, buying and selling, is like one of the biggest transactions they'll do in a lifetime. So it's important to do that with somebody that you can have confidence with. And I feel like that, as I've gotten to know Pamela, and the more we've talked and the more we've engaged, because her and John and I engage quite a bit, and we've gone out to lunch, and you know, we're going out to lunch again in the next couple of weeks, my confidence level in people utilizing her service is skyrocketing. It's always been good, but now it's super high because she really cares. And it's like, that's all you need. You just need somebody who knows the business, who's really got a passion to do it right and do it right before the Lord. That's what you need for somebody in real estate. So give her a call at 817-505-5541. That's 817-505-5541. And I purposely didn't say yet the URL because I want you to understand her company is the Blessed Realty Company, because she wants to operate under the blessing of the Lord, and she wants to be a blessing. She wants to give a blessing and receive a blessing. She wants to be a blessing, and you know, that circular motion between the Lord, her, and the people she's with. So the URL is theblessedrealtycompany.com. Blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, Blessed Realty Company, theblessedrealtycompany.com. Give her a contact, or go to my website, and there's a link on my website directly to hers, okay? And I think you will not be disappointed. Okie dokie, how you doing? You're doing, Wonder Julie didn't get the day off. You didn't get, you know, first of all, my show is only 1 hour of your 12-hour day, right?
I mean, it's correct.
So it's not, you know, it's like, if I'm not here, you're probably not getting a break.
I worked 11 hours yesterday.
I couldn't do what you do. I just couldn't do it. I mean, I'm bad.
I don't mow my own lawn.
That probably does give you more time. I'm gonna say that probably helps. All right, I want to talk about city slickers. Well, okay, let me rephrase that. I want to talk about. Oh, we got a. We do have to do our trivia. Sorry. Okay, let's see if you guys got this one. This is a good one. Okay. Who put the fleece out for the Lord? Who put the fleece out for the Lord? Ooh, who put the fleece out for the Lord? 972-445-0770, Old Testament. Who put the fleece out for the Lord? So if you're thinking New Testament, get back in the Old Testament. So I want to talk about City Slickers. Remember that movie with Billy Crystal? That was kind of a funny, funky kind of movie about, you know, bringing up the cattle and so on and so forth. Then they had that one cowboy. I can't remember the cowboy's name. Was Curly or Mo or Larry or I don't know.
I think it was Curly.
Was it Curly? Okay. That was a little bit of a segue joke there. But here's my point. My point is there was something interesting in the movie. Remember when he put up his finger? He goes, you city slickers come out here with your stomach all tied in knots and da-da-da-da-da. And he goes, there's just one thing. And then Billy Crystal goes, well, what's that one thing? He goes, that's what you got to find out. That was kind of like the key message of the movie. Not entirely incorrect. You're thinking, Dave, that's a movie. I gotcha. Watch this. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. Now, as they were traveling along, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to Jesus and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." And the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Love this portion because I can't find one Christian who doesn't understand this. So everybody identifies to this. Martha and Mary are sisters. Obviously, Martha, the entertainer. Right? Mary, the I watch TV-er. I'm just saying. Or something along those lines. Okay, maybe Mary was the I read books. I'm not trying to insult her. So Martha goes up to Jesus and says, same thing we say all the time, "Don't you care? Don't you care? It's not fair. Look at all this stuff I'm doing. And what is my sister doing?" It's a good thing we don't compare ourselves to our siblings like these guys did, right? Anyway, Jesus' response was classic. He said, "You know what?" He said, "You." First he goes, "Martha, Martha," which I don't think he went, "You know, Martha, Martha." I think he went, just classic Yiddish, "Martha, Martha." It's like, you know, like that moment where you're like, you are worried and bothered about so many things. Like, who's got the napkins? Who's bringing the extra water? What's going on? But those wonder, the worried and botheredness that she was going through, let me just say this real quick, all distractions from the most important thing, sitting at the feet of Jesus. So all the stuff we come up with, which are a ton, right? And we want to do it right. We want others to think well of us. We want all that to be real in an honest sense, but we get worried and bothered about it instead of just doing our best, pray that it's blessed, and let Jesus take care of the rest. And Jesus said, there's one thing. City Slicker, there's one thing. Sitting at the feet of Jesus. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Real estate, it's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know? So you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Yes, right. Well, that was powerful here in Texas. I like that. That was good. You want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, taking a break. Oh, what? I decided to cancel my Twitter account, my Disc account, my Fox account, and my YouTube account. Why? Because they are driving me nutty. And all those people and all those things, nothing is being said profitable. It's just everybody's on one side or the other yelling at each other, and there is no way anybody's winning anything on that. Except for the people that host it, because they're getting tons of money because of the traffic. So I'm going to keep Facebook for now, but kind of thinking, we'll see. I do want to, two things. We do have a trivia question out there. It's very simple. Which Bible character put out a fleece for the Lord? He did this before he engaged in military action. He wasn't trying to test whether Jesus was Messiah or not, which is where the signs and wonders issue comes in. He was trying to find out the directional and affirmation. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. If you think you know the answer, let's get into our sponsorship acknowledgement, which I think you're going to understand because it's been raining out who we're going to next. It's John.
Big John. Big John.
Here's a fun fact you did not know. On the day of my birth, the number one song on the day of my birth was Big Bad John. What do you think of that? I found that out yesterday. Isn't that funny? Here's the dealios. Pretty simple. If you are subjected to rain on your roof, you may need a roof repair or a roof replacement. The person you want to get in touch with is John at the Blessed Roofing Company. And the way to do that is to call 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED for a free, how much? Free, how much? Free, can you do it one more time? How much? Free inspection. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. That is his website. And, oh, by the way, I think we have Pamela and John coming in the studio next week together. That's going to be phenomenally unique. We're unique here. 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. Lots of hails, lots of rain, lots of stuff going on. Free inspections, little or no money out of pocket to get your roof repaired or replaced. There you go. That's good. That's great stuff. No problems there. All right, I got a longer teaching that I want to get into. And then hopefully as all goes well at 2:30, we're going to have Andrew. I found out it's Andrew Seidel is how you say it. And then he'll correct me because I'm probably wrong about that, too. He's supposed to call in just a few minutes. Before we get there, let's talk about something that I consider to be really important. And that is, why are the eyes of some people open and the eyes of some people are closed? Interesting. So let's look at this. Psalm chapter 119. Verse 18, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Here, David, in Psalm 119, the longest psalm there is, it says all these really cool things about the law. And when it's talking about the law, you have to understand the law, there's a moral law, a civil law, and a ceremonial law. So it's not all the same thing. But what David's talking about is the depth of the Word of God, the law, the truth, the declarations that God has made. And you have to understand, and I have to understand, everybody has to understand, that some people just absolutely think this is just rubbish. But there are those of us who just love the Word. I mean, it's just like that stuff is cool. I found something today. I was doing my devotions. I'll just throw this out at you. Please get to me on it tomorrow or the next day. But as I did the study and as I was looking through the Greek in the New Testament, Old Testament Hebrew, it always says on the earth, but it always says in heaven. It's so weird. If you look at it and the construct of the grammar, it's on earth and in heaven. See, I love stuff like that because it's like, oh, that makes me think. Oh, so earth has got more of a specific geographical outward location and maybe heaven's location is kind of put together a little differently. And I mean, that's the kind of, I love that, right? Here's something fascinating. Luke chapter 24, verse 30 through 32. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, he gave thanks, then broke it and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? Some people read the word and the scripture is open, and it always comes through Jesus Christ. I'm going to talk about that in a second, but you're going to find out there's another part of the Trinity that's actively involved in this. But it is through Jesus Christ that the scriptures open. Most people read and they go, duh, 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 but they're reading it to read the word. They're just reading it to read. Don't do that. Read the word of God to hear what God has to say and pray before you read and ask the Lord, open my ears, open my eyes. Let me connect with what you're saying. 2 Corinthians 3:14 through 17, but their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed because only in Christ is it taken away. Even to this day when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts, but whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. When you became a Christian, the majority of you out there know exactly what I'm talking about. All of a sudden you read the Bible, you'd be like going, oh, wow! Look at this. This is cool. Like kind of Scooby-Doo-ish. And you'd just be like, oh, that is incredible. Oh, wow, wow, wow. That's because the veil was taken away. Now, the veil is taken away in Christ. And so you get to your eyes open through Jesus Christ. Now, watch, because we're not done. You know we're not done. Here's another portion that's very important. And that's 2 Corinthians 2:12 through 14. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Another element in understanding Scripture and having our comprehension going is through the power of the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, verse 25, Jesus said, "All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." The Holy Spirit is actively involved in cracking open the scriptures and helping us understand. And see, some people in their minds think, oh, I'm just going to read the Bible and it's all just going to make sense. Or I grew up in a Christian home. I don't need any help. I can figure it out. But my response to you is when you come to the Word of God, you should ask for the veil to be taken away. You should ask for the Holy Spirit to be teaching you so that you can process the things that God is trying to communicate. A person who does not have the Spirit of God thinks that all this stuff between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21 is foolish. They don't get it, and they don't care. This is going to be terrible to say. You're not going to change their mind. Only God's going to change their mind. You actually don't save anybody. You know that, right? I mean, you're not saving it. I don't care how many presentations or whatever you do. Only God saves people. And you think, well, that doesn't seem right or fair. Once again, we have a favorite word on this show. You better just get used to it. It's just what it is in life. You don't have to like it. It doesn't matter because the word is tough. It doesn't matter. God is going to do what God's going to do, period. And if he wants to knock Saul off the donkey and on his blessed assurance and then say, hey, listen here, pal, that's a good way to get somebody's attention. I think people are like, well, he could have resisted. No, he couldn't. He was knocked off the donkey on his butt and he's looking up to heaven. He was blind. He wasn't resisting anything. So my point is this. When you come to the Word and engage to the Word and you seek to understand the Word and you want to get deeper into the Word, the enemy is there to steal it no matter what. First, by distraction. Not distraction while you're reading, but even distraction before you're reading just to get you not to read. Then by distraction while you're reading. So you'll read the scripture and then all of a sudden you'll have this thought. Gee, I wonder if I left the iron on. Gee, I wonder if there's a fire in the garage. Just like the weirdest things. And it's like, that's the enemy. That's warfare. We're supposed to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5. So when you come before the Lord, you open up his word, you got to understand the same breath that went into Adam is the same breath that's in the scripture. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed. Let the breath of God fall upon you afresh. But you need to ask him to take away the veil that's taken away in Christ and let the Holy Spirit teach me as we're going through your word. See, everything God does is this full engagement. That's what I think we miss. All right. That was fun. I love stuff like that. It's just like my favorite stuff to teach in all the universe. So what we're going to do is we're going to do our best. We're going to take our break, and then we're going to do our best, and hopefully we'll have an interview that will be interesting and fascinating. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Just as I am, you reach down.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
The deterioration of the ecosystem or creation itself is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this, the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, Okie dokie, here's the results.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
To the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Quick notation, if you want to reach us by email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, and Facebook David Spoon Media, because my handle. There we go. All right, so we're going to do something that I've never done before. Okay, so I'm going to bring on Andrew Seidel, and Andrew Seidel, and he's from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and what we're going to do is we're going to talk, and what I'm not trying to do, so if you're listening and you're thinking, oh, this is going to be like gotcha radio, it's like, we're not doing that. I'm not doing that. That's not what I'm looking for. He's not going to convince me. I'm not going to convince him. He's not going to convince me to be an atheist. I'm not going to convince him to be a Christian, but that doesn't mean we can't talk, and that's what I want to change. Ladies and gentlemen, hopefully it all works well. Andrew, are you there with us?
I am. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Couple things I do want to say. I want to give you an acknowledgement. Thank you for coming on the show. And then the other thing I want to say, which I'm saying in kind of a little bit of sarcasm, is Aaron Rodgers had the greatest line. I don't know if you're a Packers fan, but he had the greatest line. Now, I'm from Detroit, and you and I are never going to agree on anything except for this one major point, and that is the Packers are much better than the Lions. But Aaron Rodgers had this fantastic line where they were talking about quarterbacks who were able to consume alcohol in one shot, and Aaron Rodgers says, well, I'm glad they all found one thing that they're better than me at.
We're pretty proud of the Packers up here in Madison. That's just where FFRF is headquartered too. We're a national organization. We have 32,000 members, and including members all around the country. Texas is one of our biggest memberships, with like 1,400 members. Same thing for Washington and Wisconsin. So we're a national organization, but many of us, at least here in the office, are fans of the Packers, and there are more than a few that have season tickets there.
Yeah, I got that when I was talking to Christina. I thought that was pretty. Yeah. That became pretty obvious. So here's what I don't want to do, and I'm hoping you and I can pull this off. So this, I'm looking to you and I'm looking to me kind of together. I don't want to sit there and do the gotcha thing, and I'm not sitting there thinking, well, I'm going to change your mind, you're going to change mine, but I want to know why nobody can ever talk, because every time I watch anything on television, it just disintegrates into stupidity, I mean, within seconds. And what I really want to know is there, like, in your foundation, is there a idea or a hope or maybe a vision or, you know, along those lines, that is saying what we want to do is separate any kind of connection that any faith has from the public governmental, not the public format in its totality, but the governmental format? Is that what you guys are looking to accomplish?
Yeah, I think there's a really important distinction to be made there that you've touched on, that it often gets lost, especially in the shouting matches on cable news. You know, and it's the distinction between being public with one's faith and using a government office to promote one's faith. And so, you know, there's the difference between, you know, putting up a Keep Christ in Christmas sign in your front lawn during the holidays, and then having the government display that same message, you know, on the steps of the county courthouse, for instance. Those are two very, very different things. FFRF would defend your right to have whatever message you want on your lawn, but when someone is using a government office, that belongs to we the people, or the machinery of the state to promote their personal religion, then that's a violation of the Constitution, and that's where we step in and
okay.
say that can't be done.
In that realm, too, you're going to have, yeah, I know you know there's contestables on both sides. I want to skip into that. I want to skip over all that. What I want to look at is when somebody sees – there's two things. I'm going to give you a two-part. Kind of help you direct it in one and then really looking for understanding on the other one. When somebody sees a cross in Texas, okay, is the reason that you're getting involved from Wisconsin because they have no capacity to file that complaint? Or is it – you know what I'm saying? Like, is there nothing in Texas that says – you know, that they need to do that? Or do they need, in your guys' estimation, a national group to be able to take that stand?
So, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, and a couple of things. So, first of all, the U.S. Constitution, including the First Amendment, applies in every state. And the second thing is we are a national organization. You know, if we were based in D.C., I don't think every media story would say the Wisconsin-based Freedom from Religion Foundation.
Right.
They don't do that with the ACLU, for instance, or even any of the other groups on the other side of the issue. For instance, the Alliance Defending Freedom, which some of your listeners may have heard of, which, you know, they took the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. They're based in Arizona, but you don't ever hear people questioning, well, why is this Arizona outside group going into Colorado and defending a baker? Because they're not national organization, and national organizations operate nationally. And FFRF, we get between 4,000 and 5,000 complaints about state church violations every single year. They come from every state in the country, including many of the territories. And about half of those are about violations in the public school system. So we work to first educate the public about what's going on. You know, this is what the problem is. If you know you would like to come into compliance with the law, this is what you need to do. And if that fails, then only then do we start taking additional steps like suing in court.
All right, let me ask you this next question, because this is going to be kind of a weirder question. And recognize, and I know you know our audience. There, you're not. You know, this is not nobody. I mean, you're not promoting us, and we're not promoting. We're talking. I mean, that's kind of what we're trying to get to, so that there's not such an, I think, adversary. I mean, the fact that nobody can talk on television or radio just drives me bonkers. But here's what I want to know. When you, or let's say somebody you're representing, sees a crest, a Star of David, or a cross, is it the contention that that is compelling people to a religious decision?
No, I mean, you know, it's the contention is that it is a violation of the Constitution, and that even the smallest violation of the Constitution should concern every American and should be something that we can all agree on should stop. Again, and it's not just seeing one of these that is the problem. It's the fact that the government is clearly then endorsing the message. Otherwise, okay, why are they displaying a religious symbol?
So is there cost associated to that?
That's where the problem lies.
In other words, if somebody else paid for it, but they were using, and here's how I would say it. If somebody else paid for it and they put on the display, paid for by a private citizen, not the government position. If they literally put that on the bottom of the sign or something, would that be more acceptable?
Well, so the Supreme Court's actually addressed that issue precisely on a nativity scene, and they said that it actually makes it worse, because then it's the government not only endorsing the religious message, but they're actually endorsing the very specific religious message of that private group by allowing them and only them to display it.
So it
makes it even more exclusive by doing that.
What about
again,
an inclusive?
You know,
what about that inclusive part?
If a private group wants to do that, like, there's no problem with them doing it. It's when they want to place that display at the seat of government, and they want to use the prestige and power of the government to promote that message, that we run into the
okay.
problem.
I think I get that a little more clear. So let me ask you this then. I can almost see the, you know, the direction you're going in regards to the buildings and so on and so forth. But the land is more the people's land than the government's land. So there, and I have a problem.
It belongs to we the people.
Right. So I can't.
We the people are a diverse nation. We don't have any particular religion. Some people are Christians.
But can't you be inclusive?
Some people are Jewish. Some people are atheists.
But can't you be inclusive?
What the founders of this great nation decided to do was to keep the division that religious differences causes and shows.
Can't you be inclusive, though?
Of our government by keeping our government secular.
Can't you be inclusive? Can't you allow everybody?
I mean, but then what does that look like?
What is the difference? Why does that matter?
Think of how many different sects
have you been in a government building? They look terrible. They're terribly done architecturally. I mean, my answer to that would be, who cares?
Well, and again, I mean, the founders considered this as a possibility, and the best option is to keep our government entirely secular. And I think there's an important point to be made here for your listeners, because I know that that word has a lot of negative connotations, probably, for some of your listeners. And, some people are saying, well, a secular government is a government that endorses atheism. And I think we should be clear on that point, that that's not the case. And, you know, if we were to look at an example, so take, for instance, a football coach at a public high school. Okay, we get complaints about public high school football coaches telling their kids to pray all the time. So a coach that huddles up his team and says, you know what, guys, we're going to pray to Jesus before you go out there. They say the Lord's Prayer. All right, now everybody go out there and play your best. Okay, that coach is endorsing Christianity and imposing it on other people's
children. But let me ask you a question about that. Hold on. Because you say that, and what you're saying is he's endorsing Christianity. But if that coach at the same time says, literally to the students, it doesn't matter if you think the exact same way or I do, I need to pray because I'm the coach and I need this for me, and we're a team, and I know you support my decision. I'm not telling you to be a Christian, but I'm going to pray, and if it's not for you, just sit there silently. What? In other words, why is there no solution in any of it except to eradicate it all? I find that to be difficult.
So the other option would be, let's pretend that the coach is an atheist, and he goes out there and he huddles up the kids and he says, you know what, kids, there is no God. Now go out there and play your best. Okay,
right.
That's also problematic. He's using his public office that belongs to we the people to promote a particular, in this case, non-religious view.
Yeah. I think you're cutting that a little short.
He doesn't address religion in any way, shape, or form. He's doing his job.
I know, Andrew.
It means to have a secular government. They're not coming down for a religion. They're not coming down against a religion.
Okay, but that's a disagreement.
Hold on one sec.
That's a disagreement.
Andrew,
you gotta let other people talk. Okay, you're trying to talk over me. I'm trying to be super nice here. Here's what I'd say. There's a lot of people that believe atheism is a religion, that it is adherence of faith that there is no God, that there is no principle, that there is no, in other words, there's no difference because you have a set of beliefs. You cannot disprove God any more than a Christian can prove God scientifically or anywhere else. But, you know, I have scientists in my family. In fact, the guy that wrote the Mars program is my brother-in-law. There's no scientific evidence to disprove God. There's no scientific evidence to prove God. Atheism in and of itself is its own foundation of religion because it sits on a set of faith values, even though people don't want to say that. How is that not acknowledged?
Well, there's a lot that I could take issue with there, but I will point out that even if you are correct, that is not an argument against having a secular government. If anything, it's an argument for having a secular government. It's for keeping religion out of our government because
your definition of secular, people believe that secular progressivism is a religion too. So I mean, you're dice. I understand what you're saying from a legal point of view, but keep in mind when you say, "Well, the court says this and the court said this." Well, the courts in the 1800s said black people weren't people. That what the court says is not the final be all because it changes all the time. What I'm saying is there's many people who have many opinions about that. Should they not be respected? Should they not be honored? Should they not have
that
opportunity?
That's precisely the point. No, you've hit the nail on the head, Mark. Because there is such a diversity of opinion, and because people hold those opinions so strongly when it comes to matters of religion, that the founders of this nation said, you know what? Religion and government will both exist in greater purity the less they are mixed together. We don't want politics tainting
here's
religion
the, here's
any
the
more
problem.
Than we want religion tainting
that,
our
that
government.
That thinking is the same thinking that says no competition. That thinking is the same idea that says everybody has to be on the exact same plane. Everything has to be the exact same, even all the way across. That's much more bizarre to the American spirit than the individual proclamation free speech mentality that we kind of have all grown up with. That you're I understand what you're saying, and I don't begrudge you for coming to your conclusion, but I would not agree with that conclusion. Does that make me...
Well, thankfully, the founders of the country agreed with me, actually.
Well, I would disagree with you about that. And from
a
historical point of view...
If you'd like to read it. It's called
The
Founding
Myth. Listen, you don't have any more education than I do. I'm simply saying that I would disagree with your interpretation.
Well, you have a law degree.
Yeah,
but
I have a master's in theological study. I'm a summa cum laude 4.0. I could do the same thing to you that you're trying to do. I'm saying there has to be another place for it.
I'm just saying a theological degree, right, is not the same as a law degree.
Right. I rejected.
Now
you're just defending your education. Here's what I would say to you. I would say
not the same as studying what the Bible means.
Listen. What you're not getting is I spent more time studying the history of these people. You've spent more time studying the actual Constitution. I would disagree with you on 100 different levels, and I bet I could win those debates according to my mind. And you bet. I bet you think you can win your debate. I know, but you think you can win the debate.
But again,
one third of the entire world.
Pretty darn clear.
It's not darn clear. You know it's not. If it's so clear, you wouldn't be having to fight all the fights. If it's so clear, you'd win every single case. It's not so clear. Have you won every single case?
Okay.
Have you won every single case? Have you won every single case?
You're not willing
to engage with
me.
I don't get it.
In front of the county courthouse.
You know what I don't get, Andrew? I don't get why you're not willing to have a regular engagement without trying to promote your agenda. Why can't you just have the conversation? I mean, were you born atheist? Would your parents raise you that way?
I mean, I think we were probably all born atheists.
Were you raised atheist? That's all I asked you.
No, I mean, my mom encouraged me to go to church with my Christian friends. I remember going to temple with my Jewish friends. Apparently, after I came home from my first bar mitzvah, I said that I wanted to be Jewish because I had so much fun at the party. You know, I remember going to Catholic Mass even. But it became very clear to me at early on, having that wide of an experience, that these truth claims were mutually exclusive.
So for you, for you, it didn't work out. It didn't work out. It didn't work out from a faith basis, but yet for millions and millions and millions of people, it did. But the way you're presenting it, they're just all wrong. So I think that's not a good way to go about it. I think that's dishonest.
I do think all religions are wrong.
Well, I think that's not a way to get into a productive conversation. Because you're starting off saying everybody's wrong. I mean, if it wasn't for you, we'd all be in trouble. It's kind of silly. I appreciate you taking the time. You're not gonna be able to touch because you won't listen to it. You won't listen to the reasoning of a discussion that says
why you think we're not having a discussion.
Well, because you talk over almost everything I say.
We're both able to say
you're talking over everything I say. Yeah,
I'm not sure why you don't think we're having one.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being on the air, and I don't think anybody that's listening will really ever think anything other than you guys are not willing to have a normal exchange back and forth without talking over people, and that's a shame. I appreciate you coming on, though.
I hope, Mark, I'm happy to stay on and keep talking with you about this.
I hope you have.
I've got I've got at
listen,
least 20
I try
more
to give you a forum, but you're not
conversation.
Being.
So I don't want
not,
you to feel like I am somehow shouting at you or talking
not,
over you.
You're not being quiet enough to listen to the conversation.
This is a pleasant conversation for me.
All right. Well, I tried. I mean, you can't blame me for giving it some serious effort. So I appreciate it, Andrew, and the best to you. And I do hope the Lions beat the Packers. I mean, I'm just going to say that. All right. Thank you
Fair
for
enough.
Calling in and take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our break, come back, and I'll give you my assessment of our discussion with Andrew and where he's at from that. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770 right here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks a lot for all the blessing that you give me. Thanks a lot for all the ways that you have.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Dr. Robert Jeffress. On hell.
I had a lady one time, we did a Q&A session in our church. We call Ask the Pastor. Usually I know what they're going to ask, but this lady raised her hand and she said, "Pastor, if a woman is pregnant at the rapture, does that mean she will be pregnant throughout eternity?" And I paused for a second and I said, "Yes. It's called hell."
That's brutal.
Mean, there are some unanswered questions about all of this, but I do think we're going to know one another.
The David Spoon Experience.
Wow, what a roof! It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do want to let you know, if you want to reach this show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, Facebook, David Spoon Media, taking a break from all the other social media stuffs. So I do want to let you know, I just want to do a quick recap. The reason I was trying to be a nice guy, I know people out there going, "Oh, you should have said this and you should have said this. You should have, you know, made more mention that Thomas Jefferson was talking about a separation between state and federal." And I could have gone down any of those roads. And I think he just was not really engaged in what I was trying to do, which was have a conversation. He just thinks that anybody that is religious is wrong. Now, I'm not a religious guy because I think that's ridiculous. I think Christianity is a living relationship with a living God. And I think atheism is as much a religion and secular progressivism is much of a religion as other religions. But I don't think that true biblical Christianity is a religion. And the reason that I think that is because a real Christian engagement is between the person and the Lord. And so it's like I just see it as a relationship-oriented mentality, not a religious one. I think what disappoints me is that it didn't seem like Andrew either could hear me or was willing to stop or get off his points. And that gets frustrating because you can't just have then a conversation. I mean, I really wanted to know – I'm sure he might have been a little more guarded. I wanted to know if he grew up, how he grew up, what happened. But I think the crushing point came when he said, if you're religious or if you're a person that believes in God, you're just wrong. And that's it. But there's no scientific evidence for or against. It's a decision that a person makes. But at least now you've heard what the other side is thinking. These are the people that tried to get the – get the crosses removed from Texas, and he was very happy to tell everybody that he's 14-3, but they're not going to win in Texas. So I don't know. I get it. I tried. Don't blame me for trying to be a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they should be called the sons of God. That's all I know, but that didn't work out so good. I really pray for people like that because really what's really going down is not his desire to support the Constitution. Somewhere along the lines, he just didn't make a connection with Jesus. And he's got a very, I don't know, maybe less than happy spirit going on. It's just a little disappointing. I wish we could have actually engaged in conversation. That would have been a lot better. The bottom line to the whole process is, I think as Christians, we need to be able to talk to people who are completely in these other camps. But you can only talk so far before they're going to drop just the talking points. And I think it's bad for Christians to do that too, by the way, and conservatives to just use talking points. Have a conversation. Because God had a conversation with you. That's why you became a believer. Have a conversation with them. Sometimes just sharing what God has done in your life is all that is necessary to plant the seed that makes the difference. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be praying. I know he doesn't care, but I'm still going to pray for Andrew. I'm going to pray for their organization that they have an encounter with God. And nothing better than that than to have an encounter with God. I think that's at the top of the list. I feel bad, though, because there's a possibility he couldn't hear me. But he's pretty locked into his talking points. I like to talk to people. Yeah, what are you going to do? All right, folks, so a couple things to remember. Tomorrow we got Johnny Hill coming on board. We also have Patriot Mobile going to be in on our show on Friday. We've got John and Pam coming in early next week. We have a couple other surprise guests coming your way. Going to be very cool. Most important thing that I want you to pull out of the entire day, don't let the devil distract you from reading the Word of God. Don't let him tell you it's a bad book. And don't let them tell you you're a bad person for reading it. Go for it. Get into the Word. Live by the Word. You'll find a great deal of life there. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, Christian Station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Can't stand the skill. Can't stand the shame.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.